know, he's a top-class goalkeeper. I mean, he's had one or two problems over the last couple of years with injuries, but they seem to have been all sorted now. We had extensive medical all day yesterday and came through with flying colours. And basically, you know, we know there's been a problem there, and it's up to us now to monitor it and make sure that, you know, it doesn't reoccur. But absolutely delighted that we've got him.
Presumably a keeper of that quality comes in as your number one, doesn't he?
No, he also knows that he's got a fight on his hands because we're in the process of trying to negotiate with Stephen. And it wouldn't matter to me whoever plays the best in pre-season and has the right to play, they will play. So Chris knows he's not coming in just to be automatic number one. Both keepers will think that if Stephen or whoever bring in decides to sign, but everybody from day one, as I've always maintained, will fight for the place.
So where does that leave the other keepers then? Because obviously Nicky Weaver is there, you're talking to Stephen Bywater, there's Aaron Jameson, you've not got room for all of them, have you? So where does it leave the rest?
Still part of the football club. Simple. I mean, probably Aaron, he's going to sign his contract. Probably we will loan Aaron out to give him the experience that's needed. He needs games. But the other keepers, they will fight it out. And you do need three keepers in your football club.
Kieran Lee is going to be joining you as well. What's he going to bring to the party?
Again, he's a young player. He's got a good pedigree. He brought up at Manchester United. He did excellent at his last club. He's got an experience lower down. And he's hungry for it. And he will certainly push Lewis all the way. And again, as I said earlier on, he's young, he's athletic, he's quick. And Lewis will have a fight on his hands.
And Antonio and Bart, obviously, those are the two names on every fan's lips at the moment. Any progress?
No, not at the moment. And I don't envisage any progress, to be fair. But certainly the next couple of weeks, as other clubs like ourselves try to sort out what their playing squad's going to be, what they need to bring in, what they need to move out. So basically, we're the same.
I saw earlier this week you linked with Klasnić. Was there ever anything in that? Is there something in that?
Well, there'll be lots of names that we get linked with. And as I've said many times before, if I start giving names out, the people that we're chasing, I don't think it's fair on them, the other club, and our fans. Because if there is somebody that we say we're chasing and we don't get them, and everybody gets really disappointed. So really, I'd rather just wait until they're all signed and sealed